Well, we usually had left nest eggs, but there is some concrete, that's not what it's called, but it's made out of cement eggs that you can use.
What would, if you had a good set of dishes, what would your dishes be made out of?
Crockery is what it's called. I don't know if they're bit made out of. I suppose clay. I don't know what they're made out of.
What about now, that real fine stuff that breaks easy?
China.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
Yeah.
What was that called?
China egg.
And when you're eating chicken, a bone like this is called a
pulley bone.
Any stories about that?
No. I used to, when young people would get together and had chicken, they'd take a pulley bone and one of the bones and the other one would pull it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that got the long piece was supposed to get married first, and they'd put a piece up over the door, one piece that pulley bone up over the door and see who would come in under it. All kind of old foolish things.
Did any of those things work?
No, it was just foolishness.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Sitting hen.
And something that you'd milk in. You milked cows, did you?
Yeah. Milk cows in buckets.
Uh-huh. Any other name for bucket?
Pail.
What's the difference?
It's all the same.
What would you carry food to the hogs in?
A slop bucket.
Do you ever have to do that?
Oh yeah, I've done all kinds of things.
And something that you'd fry eggs in would be a
skillet.
Do you ever see something kind of like that, shallow and all, that had little legs on it that you could set in the fireplace?
Oh yeah.
What was that?
That was a fireplace baker. We had neighbors that cooked on the fireplace, and they had pots that hang up over the fire and put the turnip greens in them, and the skillets on the coals and cooked bread or potatoes, something like that. It was good too, I'll tell you right now, it was hard to beat.
Did you ever do any of that?
Yeah. Old Grandma Gibson used to. Oh, I could eat her cooking. And that's the way she cooked it, on the fireplace.
She lived in your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm, she did. She's dead a long time ago.
Nowadays, if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you might put them in a
vase.
Uh-huh. And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the people to eat with, you'd give everyone a
knife and fork.
And if you had coffee or something, you'd give them
spoon.
A
spoon.
Huh?
A spoon, teaspoon or a tablespoon, whatever it took. I guess I never have used any tablespoons, but I nearly always put a teaspoon by the plate.
Uh-huh.
Knife and a fork and a teaspoon.
Nowadays, if someone serves steak and it wasn't very tender, they might have to put out steak.
Oh.
For cutting the meat, they put out steak.
Well, sometimes I use tenderizer on it. Adolph's tenderizer.